You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forto. To kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. This is gonna be a wild ride. 1973 was definitely a wild year. I mean, I should know, I was a whopping 1 year old. A man tried to rob a bank in Kenora, Ontario, with dynamite strapped to his chest. A police sniper shot him, detonating the explosives and blowing him up. He was never identified. The White House forbade female staffers and employees from wearing pants instead of skirts until the energy crisis of 1973, when building temperatures were lowered and pants were finally allowed. Burger Chef opened in 1958 by Donald and Frank Thomas, who used McDonald's as their inspiration, was the fast food chain that pioneered the kids' meal concept. First sold in 1973, their Fun Meal bundled burgers with a dessert and toy. We also saw the first cell phone. NASA sent two spiders known as Arabella and Anita into space to see if they could spin a web without gravity. It took the spiders a couple of days to figure out, but eventually they ended up making finer and more complex webs than their Earth counterparts. In addition to being blind, Stevie Wonder temporarily lost his sense of smell and taste after a car crash in 1973. He was also in a coma for 10 days, waking when a friend sang his song, Higher Ground, to him. Here are some quotes from 1973. Have it your way, Burger King. People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got. President Richard Nixon. All right, you guys, let's talk about the top metal album. For 1973, we've got Black Sabbath with Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. After making their debut just 3 years earlier, it's hard to imagine Black Sabbath's fifth album hitting the shelves in 1973 as the Birmingham Bunch employed a scorched earth policy in their approach to blazing trails. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath is a highly experimental album as the band dove further into their craft, juxtaposing overt heaviness with more delicate moments. Sabbath wrote freely using these two elements. The title track and Sabra Kadabra saw this interplay on display internally, while A National Acrobat paired next to the piano acoustic instrumental Fluff kept each aspect for their own. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think this will become one of your favorite series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. And one more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. But wait, one last bit of trivia. When 16-year-old John Paul Getty III was kidnapped in 1973, his billionaire grandfather refused to pay $17 million ransom. after the kidnappers mailed Getty's ear to a newspaper, his grandfather only then agreed to pay $2.2 million because that was the maximum amount that was tax deductible. And on that note, we would love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forteau. See you next time.